The in-dash OLED display in the Cadillac Escalade has 38 total diagonal inches of color display. So why do we give it a curve too? I guess you could say, we like to bend the rules. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Is your insurance company forcing you to go back to work when your doctors say you can't? If this sounds familiar, look no further than my law firm. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. First off, shout out to my boy, Ravi, for the connect on these Timberwolves tickets. It's a great game, sitting right above that Raptors tunnel right there. Great sight lines, and yeah, man, it was a good game to watch, to be in arena for, because the ACC crowd was very, very much into it, and it was a very entertaining game. The Raptors taking down the Minnesota Timberwolves by a score of 109-104 at the Air Canada Center on... What is tonight? Today's Tuesday? Yeah. The Raptors played a very team-oriented game. You know, battled through, not adversity, but just the Timberwolves are really hot, like scorching hot from mid-range. Like, I got to look it up. But, man, the Timberwolves, they, at some point, it was like, Gorgie Jang was raining mid-range jumpers. Like, you know, Wiggins and Towns were, you know, and Butler were doing their thing. Taj Gibson doing their thing. Like, it was just annoying, man. It was just annoying to play against a team that was hitting so many mid-range jumpers. And the Raptors fell behind early, and they spent most of the game sort of, you know, neck and neck with the Timberwolves. It was a close game heading into the fourth quarter. The Raptors pushed ahead thanks to their bench. You know, the Timberwolves were on their fifth game in five nights on the second half of back-to-back, and you kind of figured that, you know, they would run out of steam at some point, and that happened. To start the fourth quarter there. The starters are, for the Timberwolves, are very solid, but the bench just wasn't quite there. And the Raptors bench, you know, we know what the Raptors bench does. They're young, they come in, they play with energy. And first half, it wasn't quite there for them, which was uncharacteristic, I thought. But man, second time out, Raptors coming out with a lot of hustle plays. What am I thinking here? Like, what's his face? Jakob Poeltl. Great putbacks. Great putbacks. I think he had three putbacks just in the fourth quarter alone. Poeltl finished with 12 points and four offensive rebounds and two blocks. Poeltl was very active. And, you know, the Raptors were also just doing a good job of getting the ball to the rim. Norman Powell, surprise performance for him because CJ Miles was out with a knee thing. And Powell, very solid, very solid. But I'll talk more about Powell in a second. But just that second unit really gave the Raptors a spark. You know, Siakam pushing the pace, Van Vliet doing things, Powell being a part of it, DeLon, you know, being active on defense, not necessarily involved in offense today. DeLon, kind of a very slow game for him. He went scoreless. But, yeah, the bench came in, took control of the game. The Timberwolves brought the starters back in shockingly early because Tibbs does not care for the health of his players. That did not work, though, because the Timberwolves were really tired at that point. And, you know, all those mid-range shots they were hitting early on, they were, by the way, 16 of 28 from mid-range, 57%. Yeah. All those mid-range shots weren't going anymore. And the Raptors were able to execute down the stretch. Obviously, clutch execution has been a huge point of discussion for the Raptors, both in practice and also in the media. And the Raptors got another chance to execute in the clutch, and the Raptors did a good job of it this time. You know, they held the lead, which is usually when the Raptors are most liable in this where, you know, they hold the lead and then they kind of play passive, turtle up, whatever, and the Timberwolves start coming back at them. Not this time. The Raptors held the lead, closed it out. There was a nervous moment at one point where the Timberwolves cut it down to two because Andrew Wiggins hit a three. Really nice pass by Karl-Anthony Towns over his shoulder, right on the money to Wiggins for three. That's talent right there. But the Raptors were able to respond. I thought the Raptors ran great plays down the stretch, you know, just keeping them offense moving. There was no semblance of the quote-unquote clutch offense, which is, you know, mostly just about one or two players shooting the ball. Raptors kept the flowing, stayed confident. There was only one bad possession, I thought, where DeRozan went one-on-one on Jimmy Butler. And, of course, that's always a mismatch because Butler knows exactly how to guard DeRozan. you know, save for the time DeRozan dropped like 40 on him in that Bulls win in overtime. Shout out to PJ Tucker for that one. Still owe you a big one. Fred VanVleet was also big in that game. But yeah, DeRozan went one-on-one on Wiggins. That wasn't a great play. Butler. I keep thinking Wiggins for no reason. But the Raptors came back. They called timeout. A two-point game. They needed a score. They inbound from their own baseline. Larry brings the ball up. He goes towards the left. He gives it to DeRozan. It looks like a standard play where, you know, DeMar's going to get a screen or whatever, but DeMar's going to shoot. But instead, they catch the defense by surprise. The defense kind of overloads. DeMar reverses the ball over to VanVleet on the other side. VanVleet has Jeff Teague on him, and Jeff Teague is terrible. Like, I feel like the Timberwolves would be a lot better if they just stopped playing Jeff Teague, because Jeff Teague is trash. I mean, he even had a nice game today, 6-9, I guess, but he's bad on defense, not great on offense. I mean, do you see the last game when he played against the Hawks where he was like 0 of like 12 and did the Chris Webber timeout thing? Anyway, yeah, VanVleet drove by Teague, collapsed the paint, and, you know, DeRozan flashed with the ball, made a cut along the baseline. VanVleet found him, and DeRozan dropped in a little teardrop. And that was a great play. I thought the Raptors moved the ball beautifully today as a whole. Throughout the game, 28 assists. It was a little bit of a sluggish start. The Raptors only had, 19 points in the first quarter. But overall, it was a pretty, you know, solid game for the Raptors in terms of executing their offense and staying in their offense, even though, you know, when things got tough. And there's a lot of standout performances from this game. You know, Valanciunas was excellent throughout, 18 points, 11 rebounds. Just always on the right position to collect boards. He was dominant on the glass. I love the way he rebounded. There's one board that he pulled down in the fourth quarter where he was getting held by Taj Gibson, and JV uses the other arm to collect the one-handed rebound. I feel like he's the only Raptor that can do that. And JV did his job today in terms of holding people off the glass. The T-Wolves did capitalize on the Raptors on the offensive glass. Mostly in the first half. Second half wasn't as much of an issue. But, yeah, Valanciunas was solid on the glass. Another solid game, 18-11. Kyle Lowry, just, you know, very good all around in terms of executing the offense. 15 points, 9 assists, 3 rebounds. You know, solid defense, hit 2 threes. Executed that well down the stretch, got a layup. DeRozan couldn't get the shot going. It wasn't his best game by that, you know, by that standard. But, you know, he's dealing with some circumstances right now, and it's obviously hard to judge him. It's not really our position to judge him right now. We know he's quality, but DeMar still ends up with 23 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds. Shot 10 of 11 from the free throw line. Got MVP chance. You know, made 4 clutch free throws down the stretch to, you know, put this game away. And you know, the whole lineup played pretty well. Like Ibaka, I really liked Ibaka the way he played today. Was really aggressive in the first half looking for his offense, which really helped because no one else in the Raptors were doing anything. Ibaka was really helping them in terms of just, you know, pick and pop, get into the mid-range, get into his flow. He's really good at that, you know, stepping out to the three-point arc, very reliable in the sort of the transition trailer three where he's sort of unguarded. He gets to unfurl that jumper. But, you know, also Ibaka with some strong play down the stretch. Like, he had a key block in transition, I think, on Wiggins late in the game. He put the thumbs down. Crowd went wild, putting the thumbs down. I like that celebration. It's nice, you know. Honestly, it's nice for players to have the confidence to celebrate late in games because it really helps the crowd not be nervous. And I think Ibaka is one of those guys that's not afraid of the moment. So, you know, not that this is a big moment, whatever, some random-ass January game against the Timberwolves, but... Ibaka had that block, and also Ibaka had a driving layup. And I thought overall Ibaka played good defense, you know, when he was allowed to. Towns was getting some calls. The double standard with Towns is kind of crazy. He's allowed to be wild physical with you, but if you touch him at all, it's a foul. I'm sure if you asked Ibaka that, he'd tell you the same. But yeah, you know, those guys, the starters really all had good performances. Even OG was all right. What I really wanted to focus on in terms of the stars, I want to give the first star to Norman Powell. And that's kind of wild. It's not, obviously, he's not the best player today by any means, but Powell gets the spot start. And I thought this was a great game for his confidence. You know, he started the game a little bit slowly. He let Jeff Teague drive by him for a foul. You know, Jimmy Butler hit a couple shots over him. Andrew Wiggins hit a couple shots over him. And it was honestly like a lot of good defense by Powell, just like, you know, bad results. But you know, eventually came back to him. He had a three in the first half. And then in the second half, I thought he was really solid in the fourth quarter there. You know, he had a steal plus a dunk, which, of course, you know, same end of the floor as when in game five against the Pacers, where he stripped it off Paul George and dunked it. Not as dramatic, stakes not as high, but, you know, it was part of a comeback at the time, so it's nice to have those little flashbacks. Also, Powell hit a three to push the lead up to six early in the fourth quarter, and that's when the Raptors firmly took control of the game. And I love the way that Van Vliet and Siakam in particular started mobbing him and cheering him on. And, you know, like, obviously Powell's been down, whatever. He used to be the gem of this, you know, young crop, and now he's kind of at the bottom. But I love the way they're pulling for him, and it shows a lot of camaraderie on the team. And I'm happy, honestly. That's an open gym moment, man. And when I saw that in the game, I was thrilled because, like, Van Vliet was dogging him all the way down as the Timberwolves called timeout, just cheering him on and stuff. And that's great to see, man. So, Powell, honestly, for not being a waste man for the first time in, like, months, congratulations. You get the first star. Second star, I'm giving it to JV. JV was really solid throughout. Not too much to say there, but just, you know, he's been great for about 6 weeks now. It's been a really nice production from him. 29 minutes from JV today. He was really key on the glass, so I liked his effort there first and foremost. And just, you know, clinical finishing around the rim. Him attacking Towns. Him outplaying Towns is nice. 18-11 for JV on 8-12 shooting. Didn't hit a three today, but, you know, it is what it is. And then, in terms of your third star, I'm giving that to Serge Ibaka. Just good two-way play all around. I thought his defense was really nice. You know, got a key rebound at the end. And also, I like the way that, you know, when he gets that, when he establishes a jumper, he's able to drive on the defense and make plays for other people. And, you know, I don't know how consistent that is. And he kind of always leaves his feet to pass, but most defenses are already quite shocked that Ibaka is moving and attacking them, that they start overreacting and going to the rim, and Ibaka usually finds someone open in the corners and stuff, or you know, someone down low. And, you know, even though I think Ibaka and JV have a lot of work to do in terms of their two-man games, it's promising, and I like the way Ibaka approached this game. I really wish the Raptors would approach games like this more often, where, you know, involve Ibaka and give him some pick-and-pop looks, because he is a key part of this offense, and he can be that. And he really helps you on that front when he can hit some jumpers and make plays, because it's more dynamic than just having Lowry and DeRozan drive to the basket or JV post up. Ibaka's the kind of guy who can, you know, stretch the floor and also drive and make plays. And, you know, I liked what I saw out of Ibaka today. So, overall, a great win for the team. I like the way Dwayne Casey called, you know, his plays on the stretch. Again, that's a sign of good coaching, that he's able to reach his players and change something in practice that has been afflicting the Raptors. Of course, we need to see more examples of this going forward. We need to see more of the free-flowing offense as it currently is, you know, was shown today. But it must be very satisfying for Dwayne as someone who spent most of practices focusing on these things, most of film sessions focusing on their errors, and then for his team to come out and execute efficiently, especially in the crunch time, you know, that's another reason why he's going to the All-Star game, man, because he's done a really good job with it this year. So that, and also congrats to Fred VanVleet and his family for having their child. I mean, VanVleet apparently forced reporters to call him dad in the in the post-game scrum, so that's pretty funny. And also, Van Vliet said he was running on a couple hours of sleep, but you wouldn't know it, man. Man had 10 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 of 7 shooting, you know, was obviously hustling it out there, closing out the game. So, shouts to Van Vliet, man. Endlessly proud of these dudes. Anyway, in terms of the Jordan Henderson Award, that one's pretty obvious. Gorgui Dieng. Listen, I know this guy can shoot a little bit, but, like, come on, man. He had 14 points and 6 of 7 shooting. They were, like, mostly jumpers, and he was just wet on all sorts of mid-range jumpers. I could have sworn this man was like LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, a slim Jim version of LaMarcus Aldridge, because he would not miss. And he also was active on defense with a steal and 2 blocks, and he was a big reason why the Timberwolves bench was able to actually beat up a little bit on the Raptors bench in the second quarter. The Raptors came back on them and the Raptors won. So all in all, good game. Check out 10 things. A programming note, I will be on vacation for the next week, which means I'll miss the next four games, which unfortunately means I'll miss that Celtics game. God damn. But people got you covered, man. I think Sam and Vivek are going to cover a whole bunch of them. So thank you in advance to those guys for covering those. And after that, I'll be back to recap the trade deadline and back on this beat. But in the meantime, I need to get some sun and get some culture, and I'll be back. So thank you to everyone for listening, and go Raptors.